It's alright, Vance, just hold on. We're going to catch up with them. Yeah. Squeal, squeal. Right, on you go then. Steady, Vance, please. Oi! I said steady. Hey, Vance and I are charging through... charging through Kew Gardens on our way to lunch. Just passing the two friends that I'm with, who are using canes. He's slowed down now. Now he's ahead of them. He's quite happy. I just thought this would be quite a nice time to sort of talk about going out with a dog in when there are lots of people about, children about, and also trying to go out with friends. Because it can be quite a challenging thing. He's really slowed down now, actually. Straight on, Vance. We're just following one of the paths down towards the main gate, hopefully, if my directions are right. Straight on, Vance. It's quite a strange... I don't mean this in a sort of poor me sort of way, but a strange sort of straight on, Vance, sort of lonely thing being a... Get on, Vance, come on! Being working a guide dog when you're out with other people. As, it's absolutely impossible to walk with people. Well, at least my dog always wants to charge ahead, and he can't walk next to people at all, particularly people with canes. It becomes all rather difficult. We have a dividing point here, so I might just hold on and make sure that we don't lose them. Just wait there, Vance, please. Good boy. Just wait. So I was just pausing as somebody was taking notice of the fact that I was talking to myself. I think we'll go left here. Okay? Sounds right, Vance. I was facing the other way. Straight on, Vance. Going out to somewhere like this, I don't think it really occurs to people, straight on, Vance, that visually impaired people might go out and find their way around somewhere like Kew Gardens on their own. But actually, it's remarkably easy to do. The concrete paths everywhere, you can walk with the only thing you bump into is a tree. It can be so liberating in a way. Straight on, Vance. You do, however, get quite a few strange comments off people. When waiting outside Kew Gardens earlier, somebody came up to me and asked me where my box was, and on inquiring further, I gathered that she thought I was collecting. I've had people asking to stroke him and being very understanding when I say that I prefer not. Children asking about him and things, asking whether I bought him or something. Straight on, please, Vance. In fact, we've got another dividing point here. I'm not doing very well on my directions. I think we might go straight ahead. Let's wait for the others. That's the only thing, is can't read the signs, so I'm heading in a general, well, it takes to be a generally sort of northerly-ish direction in the hope that eventually we'll hit Main Gate and be able to go for lunch at Strand on the Green, as we're intending to. I'm not sure whether we want to veer right or go straight ahead here. So my vote's probably for straight ahead. Straight ahead? My internal compass, yeah, okay, straight on. Compass, which is usually quite good, but I rather fear that it's not going to work this time. But I want to talk a bit more about sort of working Vance in this sort of environment. I mean, he's taught to stay on the concrete path, you know, to stay on a road. He tends to be quite distracted by grass and animals and children and things, so it can be quite tricky. And he really does pull his way around. Straight on, Vance. In terms of commands, just using the normal ones and just waiting till we come up to a... Straight on, Vance, please. There aren't any curves, just waiting till I can work out where there's a path that goes off and then stopping and telling me a new direction. Straight on, Vance, please. Come on. Good boy. Good boy. Come on you go. Get on. Be careful not to give him too many commands. That's always been my problem. It's so very easy to overload them with information. I once recorded myself in the early days of working Vance, and God, Bennett, I got fed up listening to it. I spoke so much. Straight on, Vance. Good lad, straight on. Still haven't hit one of the main paths, so it'll be interesting to see where we pop out of this.